Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to our Tuesday night manifesting how to manifest prosperity in your life, make it happen, and create a great life, okay, full of prosperity. And I designed Tuesday night. I designed, sounds like, so whatever. I got inspired by the angels to put this show specifically about manifesting, making things happen in your life, and letting angel messages come for you guys. You know, and sometimes it's not specifically about give me a fish. It's about giving you guys a fishing pole, right? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I can give angel messages all day, right? But sometimes the angels are like, hey, just give them a fishing pole. Give yourself a fishing pole, Tari, because, you know, that's important. So let's talk about things. Are you in the same place now that you were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 months ago, and you want things to change and you want to have a better life? I get you, okay? And maybe in your love life, in your career, in your business, in your choices that you're making, and in your, prosperity in every area. So ask yourself this question, why isn't it happening for me now? Okay? I've asked myself that so many times and, you know, in different areas. But one thing I'm going to share with you guys is that love and business and career are the same coin, just different sides. So if you're balanced in one, you're going to be, the other is going to come into balance pretty soon too as well, okay? So what holds you back? Ask yourself this question. What holds you back and from getting it? You know, are you focused on it? Because whatever you focus on grows, right? And I talked to someone the other day, and actually a couple of people, and I was meditating before I had this conversation, and I said, God, okay, higher power, call it Buddha, God, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to call it God, the great I am. That's what I believe in. Other people believe in different things. So on that note, I'm all about God. You may be all about Buddha, but it all works. So God, what can I do to make this me be more successful in this area? All right, and then my second question was, okay, if that's going to work for me, will it work for everyone else, right? Because I'm all about making sure it works before I say, let's do it. And so it did work. And my goal was to get where I could do a six-minute mile and or a six-minute, 30-second mile, and I did that. And, you know, and I went down and how did I do that? And how did I do something in business? And how did I do something in, let's say, my personal life? You know, we have a love life. Some of us have friends. Some of us have a boyfriend or a mate. So this is the first thing I got, is that visualization is really key here. Because you say, have you ever said to yourself, I would like to have more money, okay? And I just need more money, right? And I need to make a lot of money because I got a lot of bills. Well, your angels, your higher power, whatever, says, hey, you've always got bills to pay, but here's the deal. When you're visualizing, you can visualize your bills being paid, but you need to, if you can, ask for something else to, you know, like maybe you want a new car, you know what I mean, or maybe you want a vacation. So start visualizing that. And I was like, okay, I'm doing Pikes Peak Marathon, you know, and I go, okay, I need to do that. How can I see me doing that, visualizing it? So what I'm saying to you guys, whatever it is that you want to do, let me give you a couple of keys that will help you visualize it. Let's say that you want a new a promotion in your job. So has anybody ever out there that's listening wants a new promotion or would like to increase their you know, cash flow or whatever? So, and you want to, and the promotion may help, or you're, you know, are starting a new business, whatever it is. What you do is you start from day one getting up, and let's say that you want a promotion. You imagine yourself getting up out of bed, okay, stretching your arms, you know, doing whatever you do, drinking your coffee, thinking about, you know, that today's going to be the day you're going to get that promotion because you've done all this work. And in your visualization, know the work that you've done, know the things that you know, participated in to get this new promotion, okay? So if you've been doing a poor job on have a poor work ethic and you want this promotion, it's probably not going to happen, right? So you want the job or you want the promotion, then you start visualizing, going through your day to the till you walk into your boss's office or whatever, and he, and you visualize him having a conversation with you. Let's say your name is Lisa. Lisa, you've got the promotion. You're going to start on XYZ date. Okay? Now, let me tell you how that works. I have a friend of mine that did that. She's actually a client, and she did it and visualized it for 30 days. And she goes, that promotion's coming up. And she goes, I'm visualizing it three. And you know what happened? 2 days ago, well, sorry, Friday, she was called into the office and got the promotion. All right? So but what she did do is she visualized it. She also did a mantra with it or a positive affirmation. And I like this too. I am, when you say I am, the God inside of you is, or the God that you're connected to, however you see that, I am going to have that promotion, that, and I am getting that permission. She goes, I said it all. I'm going to have that promotion. I am getting that promotion. That promotion is mine. And she said that every morning before she went to bed, and every morning when she got up, and every night before she went to sleep. She also was grateful. She said, I listed five things I was grateful for when I woke up in the morning, five things I was grateful for that when I went to sleep at night. And 30 days later, she got the promotion. Now, I talked to a kid. I recently was traveling, and I talked to a kid. He was 15 years old, and I just got an email from him today. He's the cutest little kid, and he and his parents emailed me because I got to know them a little bit on the plane. But he said to me, he said he was a swimmer, and he goes, I just got asked to go to the Speak Swim camp that you had to, you know, try out for and really qualify for. And he said, I said, how did you do that? And he said, well, my coach taught me about visualization. And he said, visualization, he said, I started visualizing, and you guys don't miss this. He goes, I started visualizing my, you know, me doing better times. I said, take me through your visualization. So, you know, I chatted with his parents a little bit and in with him. And so before you know it, the whole plane was listening in because he's just magnetic about how he was talking about it and such a good, just a great little teenager. So what he did is he said, I started what I did before when I walked into the pool, I got dressed. He said, I saw myself doing that. And he said, I saw myself getting into the pool. I saw myself doing the meet. He said, and every time I would focus on the person beside me, and he said, I saw this in my visualization, I learned to train my mind to come back to me and my body, okay? And so this is a kid now, you know, and he said, and he took me through and he said, boom, with the visualization, he was able to cut like 20 seconds off his time, which was huge, you know, in swimming, huge in any arena, right? So he said, that's how I do it. And he said, I'm visualizing now about going to the Olympic trials 4 years from now. Isn't that cool? I mean, I'm going to tell you that guy's probably going to, I'm going to see him on the, you know, got an email from me, as I said, he and his parents today, and they were telling me about some of the shows they had been listening to, you know, with you guys. Some of you guys have been sharing your own stories. So that's what he does. He says, I visualize every morning, you know, when I wake up. He goes, when I'm riding to school, he goes, I visualize. He said, and he goes, our coach takes us, you know, doing the visualizations. But, you guys, I got that the other day in a message, you know, about a month ago, that visualization was really key when you're trying to, or not trying, when you are, have a goal in mind, okay? Whether it's promotion or a great guy or a great girl, or whether it's healing your body, you know what I mean, losing weight. Tony Robbins does a lot with that. So when you start visualizing then and being grateful, you know, the five things, that's what my friend did, and she got her promotion. When you're grateful in the morning and the evening, you know, and then you're doing the visualization and you're doing a mantra. I think one that's really good, you know, to create a great love relationship is, you know, visualize what that looks like, right? And make sure that if you're visualizing it for yourself with a person, you ask that person on an energy level, is it okay if I visualize that with you? Okay, because it doesn't work as well if that person's not in the relationship like you are. Okay, so you want to be clear about that. So you can ask their soul, your soul ask their soul. All you got to do, you don't have to call them, hey, can I visualize this about you? Because that's going to be totally weird, right? Can you imagine? And, but on a, you know, when you're meditating, when you're praying, you just say, hey, listen, Joe or Sonia, can I meditate and connect with you and visualize you and I being together? Make sure you ask, okay? Because you want to get the best results possible. And free will is always prevalent above anything else. It's our greatest gift is free will. We have a will to choose to serve, you know, our own ego, our God, right? The God, goddess of our understanding. So that's really, really important when you're working with another human being or spiritual being having a human experience. So anyway, this young woman, she had, and I'll share this with you because I'm going to have her on before too much longer, about a year ago, you know, if you guys are looking for a great love, right, and to get married or to have a mate, whatever you want to say, she and I started working together. I was coaching her every week, or, you know, every week, 2 weeks, and she said, Tree, I want this guy in my life. And she goes, I go, okay, let's work on it. And, you know, we knew it was okay with him, and she knew that. And so she started visualizing. And they had some tumultuous times, okay, or some really, really rough times. Have you guys ever had a rough time with your potential mate or your girlfriend or boyfriend? You know, you might want to look at that and say, okay, why am I having a rough time with this? And usually it's something about yourself that you need to look at, too, as well as them. So, anyway, long story short, they got together. They just moved in together, and he just gave her a diamond ring last week. About 5 days ago, sorry. And, you know, and she visualized what that looked like, living together. And she took it from taking the garbage out, you know, or asking him to take it out, like, on a typical day, and what their furniture looked like and where they bought it at and where they were going to live. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Those people just bought furniture and bought the place that they're living at, and it's very, she goes, Tree, it's very similar to what I visualized. And I was like, wow, that's cool. So she asked me a question today. She goes, how do you think I'm going to do in, you know, in this new project she's working on? I said, what's most important is how do you think you're going to do? And I go, you know, this year is about whatever, because we did a yearly reading too as well. And she goes, okay, I get you. So you guys, visualization, and I was going to give you a mantra that she used. I am surrendering. Now, how did she say it? Sorry, hold on again. Hold on a second. I love and adore, and insert the name or the, you know, or if you don't have a name, the man of or the woman of my dreams. I am totally in love with him or her, and I am going to be with them. This is my mate for as long as we're happy, okay, or something like that. So that's what she did, and she did it in the morning and the evening, and boom, here she has a great mate and a great love, and she just moved in, got the diamond. By the way, wasn't always like that. Terrible, terrible fights, terrible drama. You know, drama stinks for any of it. Okay, so a couple tools I'm giving you is that, you know, visualization, and every one of you guys can visualize. Okay, we all can. And visualization is important, okay? And also mantras are important, affirmations. And I told you this before, you know, an affirmation that I use for running is I'm running with swiftness and joy, and I've found words that work for me. So let's say that your words aren't, like I am wealthy. Wealthy doesn't mean that much to me, but I am creating lots of money means a lot to me because I relate to that. So whenever you're creating an affirmation, really look at the way that you're saying it, okay? I am creating great love in my life. I am creating a great guy in my life. I am creating whatever you want to say, okay? And because more than, this is important, I wanted to cover this as well because I'm being asked to. Your subconscious really does drive your car, okay? And where does the subconscious come from? Well, you know, it's really affected by our childhood. A lot of times, I believe in past life, but we don't even have to go there. Our childhood. So let's say that you grew up in a home without a dad, or you grew up in a home with an alcoholic mom and an alcoholic dad. You know, probably your trust level is not that cool, right? And those feelings you've put behind you about being trustworthy and loving, you know. I have a friend of mine, she grew up with alcoholic parents that she had to be taken out of the home when she was quite young. And she realized that part of her soul agreement was to learn to have unconditional love by contrast, by being in a home that didn't have love for her, okay? So that being that, she's obviously got a lot of old records, old tapes, old MP3 files, whatever you want to say, playing in, you know, about being trusting and trusting a man, trusting the boss, trusting, you know, that life is going to turn out okay for her, that she can love and not be scarred and nobody's going to hurt her, you know what I mean? So really look at your own subconscious. What is, you know, what kind of, how did you grow up? How are you, you know, are you trusting love? Is it easy for you to open up to somebody? And remember that it's not that somebody that's in front of you or beside you. Those feelings have been there for a long time, okay? That's your subconscious driving the car. Sometimes it's good stuff, right? You learn to be a survivor. You know what I mean? You can overcome anything. And so if you, you know, you say the mantras or you say the affirmations to help train your subconscious. And so every morning, if you're, you know, when you get up in the morning, I am making lots of money. I am creating great love. You know, whatever you want to say, remember that when you, that part of you that says, oh my gosh, I can't do it. You know, you go, yes, I can. All you have to do is say, yes, I can. And then that shift happens, you guys, and your subconscious is coming from a higher place, a higher vibration. But remember, the subconscious is always, always, always driving the car, okay? And so you train your subconscious by doing affirmations, by doing visualizations. And whenever, have you ever been doing something, maybe an athletic thing, whether it's running or sports or whatever it is, and you say to yourself, I can't do this. You know how many times I've said that? Oh, my gosh, so many times. I can't do this. Yes, I can. And I would just say, yes, I can. And so I started out at a 15-minute mile and down to a 9-minute to an 8-minute, now down to 6 minutes, 30 seconds. I'm not going to run that in my marathon. But it's nice to know that I've got a I'm pretty darn quick, you know what I mean? But that took me training my subconscious because I always, when I was a kid, little girl, I always felt like my body wasn't good enough. I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't whatever enough, okay? Makes sense to you guys? You guys relate to that? Some of you guys do. Some of you guys don't. The first time you fell in love and you got rejected, can you imagine how that felt and how it affects your relationships now? Do you remember those feelings? You still carry them to what you have, right, you know, unless you healed them. Those have been old feelings that the person that comes in your life that's right in front of you, you know, it's not their stuff. It's your stuff, you know, so you got to look at that and just say, okay, you know what, this is an old feeling, I'm going to go back and heal it, own it, that's real key there, own it, and realize that the law of attraction works, is working all the time, it doesn't take a break, it does, it just keeps, it's a universal law that continues to work, okay, so it can either work at a high vibration for you, or it can work at a low vibration, and that's okay too. It doesn't matter because you always have a chance to redo it. Question that I get a lot of times, people are asking me, Taree, I've asked for this, and I want a lot of money, and I'm still struggling. Well, remember the thoughts that you have right now, okay? I don't have money. You ever say that? Or I don't have, this job sucks. You ever say that? This man, I saw this the other day. This guy's an A-hole, and I wish that he would be loyal to me, right? So anyway, I was like, wow, that's an angry woman. And so the energy that she was putting out right then and there, just like what you're putting out, what I'm putting out, is going to affect us 3 days from now, 3 months from now, okay? So what you're thinking right now is going to be a part of your life, okay, tomorrow, the next day, and so on. I always say 3 months. Maybe it's longer. So if you're dealing with not having money, okay, but having an opportunity, you can feel it, or maybe you've interviewed for a job, or maybe you just know it's coming. Remember, what your life is right now is something that you created not today, but 3 months ago, maybe 3 years ago, okay? Deepak Chopra said, you want to know where your mind's at? Look at your body, what's going on with your body right now. That's where your mind was at 3 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 months ago. Pretty powerful, huh? So, you know, if your body's breaking down, if it is not working right, where are your thoughts at about it, okay? If your marriage is not working right, your love relationship is not working right, then look at where your mind was at, or your mind's at, through, depending on how long the relationship is, right? 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Look at where that was at, too, as well. Okay, so I like what Deepak said about the body, though. So look at your body in the mirror. Wow. What were you thinking 3 years ago, 3 months ago, seven months ago, 7 years ago? You know what I mean? I don't believe in aging, right? So instead of saying I am this age, I'm learning to say I am ageless and timeless, you know? Because if I'm ageless, that means that I don't have to get old and fall apart, right? We always think being old, people fall apart, you know? Or getting old, sometimes our body falls apart. Maybe that's something I really need to look at. But I want to tell you something right now. You guys can change anything with the right tools. And what are some of the right tools? Realizing that you create everything that you're experiencing. I create it. Not good if it's good. That's my thought, my creation. Where your body is, where your heart is, where your mind's at, where your life is at, didn't start today, okay? It started maybe 3 years ago, 3 months ago, certain things that you're experiencing. And you may be benefiting or not benefiting from the energy that you have right now. Jim Rohn, a great business philosopher, said, whatever you're doing today, you will see 90 days from now. So just keep that in your mind. Visualization is really key to changing, to having great, making great goals, financial, spiritual, emotional, physical goals. Visualize it. Make it happen. I told you a couple of stories here. And these are not like superhuman people. You know, these are just basic, normal, you know, people too as well. And then also creating a mantra, an affirmation for yourself about anything you're wanting to choose or create. You know, somebody told me the other day, they go, Turi, how do I create a mantra for my you know, so I can, I can't remember what they're doing, some sport that they were doing. I said, just say, I am a great, whatever you are, a great soccer player. And I do well, not in this race, but in every race. Or I do well in this match, in every match. You know what I mean? So anyway, so that's some things that you can do with your physical body. I have somebody who has a question, so or your spiritual body too as well. Remember, if you're asking me if there's any angel messages, I'm not going to do that unless it's something positive, okay? So, all right. Hi, this is Tree. You have a question?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Hi.
It's Matt.
What's your question? Hey. Oh, hey, Matt. Hello. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while. Anyway.
Yes, well, I wanted to let you know what I've manifested, actually. You know what my story was, and I wanted to give you an update real quick.
Hold on. Let me tell you, man. Oh, we would love to hear an update, because Max was probably about as down and out as you could get. You know that. And I was like, bless your heart. I felt so bad for you at times. But tell us your story. We want to hear what you manifested and what's happening in your life. So, because I know you've been practicing the laws of manifesting.
I was in severe MDD, which is a form of depression, and it was very hard to focus on the positive manifestation. But I want to start with my most recent manifestation. I actually did a type of visualization in 3D called the Pop-It, and I manifested 6'5" love of my life, actually. And it took 2 months and 9 days, because I actually documented it in an email. I've also manifested a new home. And I'm probably one of the highest points in my life, because, as you know, about less than a year ago, I was very, very deeply fighting manifesting prosperity. And I found that if you set up a special area in your home and dedicate it to focusing on it every day, and like I have a thing called the prosperity altar that I focus in on bringing all forms of prosperity into my life, whether it be work, love interest, or just good things in life. And I'm also going to Poland in August for a month. I also manifested that. I just wanted to just do a quick call and let you know that manifesting does work. You just have to really, really focus in on it. It's very hard. I also learned a little trick, if that helps anybody. A lot of times we're kind of ingrained with a little bit of negativity, just the way we're raised usually. So I learned a way to kind of work around that. When you want to manifest a car, manifest the oil change or something that's slightly unpleasant. Because if you manifest the oil change, you're very manifest to the car. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's good. You got a car to change the oil. Great point. Thank you.
Point. You know what I'm saying? It's easier for us to focus on something a little negative. So just make sure that the positive is attached to it.
There you go. I hate changing the oil, but hey, I don't mind doing it in my new whatever it is. There you go.
Exactly.
So that's true.
You mind changing the oil in your new car because you've got the new car. So, but I'd like to introduce. Just say hi.
Hi.
He's actually from Croatia, and he speaks seven languages. You know, I am about languages.
I know. I think that's wonderful and amazing. So welcome. I'm so glad, and I know that I'd love to see you. So we have to get together. So, and I remember, man, you were so depressed and down and out. Look at you now. So 2 months, 9 days. That's cool. So we can
Exactly. I'll send you an email with all the other details. And there's other people out there that have questions and things. So I just wanted to say hey and check in, and I'm listening to the program, and, you know, let somebody else, you know.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. That's so cool. Thank you, Max. Okay, yeah, so you guys, he's, I remember meeting him, and he's amazing. So, but didn't start out. He didn't sound amazing when I first met him. He was really broken and put himself back together and really did the work. Those who do the work get the pay. So when I say I'm not going to give angel messages, it doesn't mean that I won't give you what your angels are saying to do, but I would rather give you tools so you can achieve your vision. And some of you guys, like me, I've done this before. I get really, really where I'm, you know, I just forget to do certain things, right? But I make a list of things that I've got, I have to work on every day, you know, my mantras, my, you know, what I want to create, and the eating that goes with it, the physical, spiritual, and emotional bodies that I have to work on. So I'm going to recommend that you guys do that. And like Max said, he visualized. I visualize. We all do. And if you have a great big dream, I wouldn't let anybody get in your way. Don't wait for God to answer you. Pick up the ball, because it's a lot easier to if you're moving and you're going after your passion, your dream, right? You can correct it. You can change it. But it's a lot easier to do something once you're in motion doing it. I mean it. You know what I mean? And so just remember those things. So anyway, you guys have been wonderful today. So let's recap really quick. So, you know, you guys can go to work right away. Write down your mantras. And if you need help figuring out one, give me a call or send me an email. Some of you guys have my email. If not, you can go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and send me a message there. But a couple things that you can really, really do is visualization, like Max was saying, or the story that I gave you. Also creating an affirmation that's going to train your subconscious, as a visualization will do. And then also just asking for help. Let me being able to receive the help and the gratitude. Five things that you're grateful for at night when you go to sleep. Five things that you're grateful for when you wake up. Okay? And that's key. Attitude of gratitude or appreciation, whatever you want to say. Because that's really, really super important to you as well. And so let me give you this too, is you know, to think about and really you know, work on. So manifesting using the law of attraction, that's a given. Making sure that, you know, whatever you, the attitude of gratitude, the mantras or the affirmations and the visualization. And if you're doing that and you're doing it consistently, I'm going to tell you something. 90 days from now, your life is going to look a lot different. Okay, 30 days from now it will. 60 days from now it will. But as I said, Jim Rohn, the great business philosopher, said 90 days you've seen some really big, big, huge changes. So just remember that, and you guys keep that in your thoughts and prayers. We've got some new things coming on with Angel Coaches. We've got new coaches, new marketing. So if you're interested in being an Angel Coach, we'd love to hear what you have to say. And like to be there to help you. And we've got a couple of new coaches, which I'm super excited about. They have been so patient with me getting their stuff ready. So I appreciate that, because I just don't want to make a mistake. And so finally we're up and running. And anything you guys want to hear or talk about more of, please email us and let us know, or go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, like our page, give us some topics that you'd like to hear about. And on Thursday, we have Transformation Thursday. And this Thursday I have a young coach, or she's actually a volleyball player, and she's becoming really famous, becoming a volleyball player. She loves her sport. She's also coaching young kids to become better at whatever they're doing, you know, whatever sport that they're doing. She has a great big heart. She has a great love for, you know, her she calls God her creator, and gives him or her, however she says it, the love that has really helped her, she says, attributes to her success. She's only 26 or 25, I can't remember now, but she's an up-and-coming athlete that is getting sponsors, making a difference, and is quite famous already. So if you've got young kids who want to that are looking to become an athlete or want to know how to get started, she's going to be on the show on Thursday night, and the show's going to change to 8 o'clock just for her because of her schedule. And I figured it would be okay it's actually not 8 o'clock, 8:30. So 8:30 on Thursday night. And like our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Like our page, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. When you follow us on Blog Talk, they send you some incredible stuff that's free. I like free stuff. And then also let us know what you think. We would appreciate your comments. Anyway, you guys have been wonderful. Thanks for all your information, and thanks for sharing tonight, Max. And have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.